7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
Oh me, oh my, oh no, it is not 10:05 p.m. The actual time is 19:30 UTC, and that's one of our favorite times around here because it's time for the Spooky Ghost Dubious Goals Committee. Yeah. I'm trying to summon some enthusiasm, but that's going to be difficult today. Oh, let's get into it. Hello. My name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee, and I like to drink tea. First, I pour it in the cup. Oh, look at that. Look at that. It looks good. What are we drinking today? Oh, it's so good. Oh my goodness, what is it? We are drinking the Longjing again today. We're drinking the Jinjin Mei. The good Jinjin Mei. And that reminds me, I got an email just moments ago informing me that I've got Dahong Pao on the way. So yay, new Dahong Pao on the way. Oh, good tea. But that doesn't necessarily mean I'm a happy camper today. Oh, what is going on in Tobeland today? Well, let's go out and take a look. Maybe I can, you know, personally welcome you to this extraordinarily special and local brand of hell that I am living. Oh my god, so I'm having a horrible day. I'm actually kind of doing okay physically. It's a warm day, and I'm not having any weird muscle problems or anything. But guess what I woke up to? Yeah, let's head out into the garage. Oh boy, here we go. Let's open the garage door. Dun da 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 da. Yeah. Look at that. Right in front of my house. Got a pneumatic hammer. Might as well check the mailbox while we're out here. Oh, I got some mail. Nothing interesting. Yeah. Woohoo! Isn't this a good time? Yes, it is. Oh my god, let's go back in the house. Yeah, so that's what I woke up to today. Street construction has resumed. It's a nice warm day, so the guys are out there tearing up the street. The far half of my street is complete. So now they're working on the near half, which is, you know, my half of the street. And they're tearing it up. We got that bobcat out there with the giant jackhammer on it, just drilling little holes in the street. And I thought I heard the big ka-thump ka-thump of the giant smash grasper too. Where did that thing go? Is that up the street? I don't know. There's something up there. Oh my god. So, it's going to be a fun lack of sleep day. I don't think my cat is sleeping very well. Hi, baby. She's running up here now. What did I get in the mail? I got something from Nielsen. Is this the Nielsen ratings people? Are they sending me money? Let's get out some knife and see what's inside this envelope. Oh, so yeah, I'm not having the funnest day. Because yes, they did send me some dollars. Oh, as I open up the envelope from the Nielsen company. Oh, they only sent me $1. Those rat bastards. And here's a letter that says, be part of the radio ratings. Whether you listen a lot or listen not at all, you are important. Yeah, I know I'm important. That's why you addressed it to me and not dear occupant. Oh, and by the way, they got my title wrong. Here's my name right up here at the top. Tobe. But it says Ms. Ms. Tobe. Yeah, blah, blah, blah. Yours is one of the few households in your area chosen to tell radio stations what you listen to. It's easy and fun to take part in our radio survey. In just a few days, a Nielsen Research Associate will call you for more. Please accept the small token of appreciation we have enclosed in this letter, which is a $1 bill. Sexy $1 bill, serial number 0559662D. Ugh. Smells good though. It's fairly fresh printing. There's actually ink worn off on the letter itself. Where'd that other envelope go? Oh, look out, Pippa! The envelope fell off the counter, landed on the cat, and the cat just wigged out. Alright, so we got something else here. Oh, and it's one of these gummy letters. And it's from the IRS. You owe us money, Tobe, you bastard. Send us your money. Give us money. Oh, even better. Even better. Your second economic impact payment. The U.S. Department of the Treasury issued you a second economic impact payment as provided by the COVID-related Tax Relief Act of 2020. So, I'm confused, but I thought we were getting $1,400. Maybe this is the first. I don't care, because what does this all mean? It means that the United States government is going to buy me another synthesizer. Yes, I'm going to buy another synthesizer. 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 Ah, yes. I'm going back down into the office here. So, yeah, I'm getting some government money. I'm going to spend half of it, and I'm going to save the other half. And yeah, I think I might buy some synthesizer parts or something. Huh. But there's so many to choose from. There's so many synthesizers and so many synthesizer modules in the world. So many to choose from. What would I like?
I would like to buy a hamburger.
A hamburger? Is that a brand of synthesizer? Yeah. And so, speaking of synthesizers, I wanted to plug some stuff in and do some synthemosizer jams. But listen to that. You can hear that. I can hear that in my headphones. I am sitting on the floor, 4 meters away from the exterior wall and windows, and that stupid machine is a further, 11, 12 meters away from me, and it's just, hi, Pippa, hi, fluffy cats have arrived. Hello, fluffy baby. Oh, are you so angry because you can't sleep because those damn machines are breaking up the concretes? Oh my god, how are we gonna get any kitty business done today? Oh my goodness, what are we gonna do? Oh my goodness, are we gonna have to call the
The SEC, the Security and Exchange Kitty Commission. The Kitty Security and Exchange Commission's gonna come down here and kick those guys' ass, get them out of here so we can do some kitty trading. Where are you going?
Oh, you taking off? Okay. Remember, closing bell is in about 2 hours. Yeah, and then we got a 2-hour wait until the Hang Seng opens. Then we got to start the kitty business all over again. Oh, wait. Oh, you're coming back. Hi, what are you coming back to see me? Oh, yeah, no, we don't have to worry. We don't have to do any kitty business right now. The Dow Jones doesn't close for another 2 hours, so we're good. Like 2 hours and 30 minutes or more. Okay, so you're just going to sit there? Apparently my cat wants to make some buys. What do you want to buy? What would you like?
I would like to buy a hamburger.
Really? You want to go long on 90-day hamburger futures? All right, well, then. I just do what my cat says. I just execute the trades. I don't actually think any of this up. So anyway, where are we with all this? What the hell are we going to do today for dubious goals committee? Other than drink tea and do kitty business. I wanted to do some synth stuff, but we got all this stupid noise going on in the background. Is it all worth it? Is this worth it just to have a new street? Yeah, maybe. Are they gonna repave the curb that they destroyed that I had to build when I redid my driveway and then the city wrecked it? Those commie bastards. Yeah, I'm having a hell of a sinus day too. Hell of a sinus day because it's so warm. It's in the 40s. It's 10 degrees Fahrenheit above freezing. All the snow is melting. All the cats are still awake because they should have been sleeping. But no, we got pneumatic hammers screwing everything up, making everything loud in the background and annoying.
Isn't this annoying, Peppa? Hell yes, it's annoying.
What the hell? Did they just turn it up? Did they just add more power? Can you hear that? This is insanity. Oh,
stop the insanity, Peppa. Make them, you want to go out there and kick their asses? You want to go give them a kitty chomp? You want to bite them? You want to eat those clowns?
Yeah, we should go out there and get them. But we're not going to. Oh, Peppa, I have an idea. Let's do some science. Maybe we can mix out the noise in the background if we add some other sounds instead. What's that? I hear something. Who that is? Oh, it's our favorite patch and check girl. It's Nicole! Is her last name Basil or not? I haven't figured this out yet. So, what's Nicole trying to teach me here? Pippa, are you paying any attention? You're looking the wrong way. Oh, she's installing a blank panel into her synthesizer. Yeah, rough life. Look at that. She's got $60,000 worth of Eurorack modules in that huge 1.5 by 1.5 meter case. Oh, Pippa, maybe we should spend all the government money on some synthesizers.
Oh, you say no? You want to buy some government ducks? You want to buy some government ducks and give them kitty chomps? Yeah, that'll be fun. We'll get some kitty ducks.
So apparently I got to get some kitty ducks.
Oh.
Ooh, that's pretty tricky, Nicole. Yeah, she's got a little patch bus going on a single rack space. Except in Eurorack, you don't call them rack spaces. You call them HP. Oh, yeah, we don't have racks. We have, what do they call those stupid things? Oh, but yeah, we got HP. Buffered multiple. Yeah, we should probably think about getting some action like that, Dingus. We gotta make something like that. We gotta order some parts. We gotta take all the government money. We gotta order some parts.
We gotta order us some parts.
Oh my god, what are we gonna do today? We're halfway through the show, and we've accomplished nothing. All because of the construction going on outside. Oh, I don't know what to do. I don't know. We could get into some kind of synthesizer stuff, but we'd have to turn off the microphone. Nobody wants to listen to me talk anyway. Or what else could we do, Pippo? What the heck are we going to do around here? And I gotta stop thinking about these damn Eurorack modules. I saw some stuff last night accidentally. I was watching something else, and I thought, oh yeah, I was thinking I need to get some kind of little passive mixer, right? I need to get some non-fun things. I need to get some utility pieces for synthesizer stuff, right? And I was looking for some of that online, just checking to see what was out there. Then I started seeing other cool things, like the craziest oscillators and mind-blowing filters. And that's what they're trying to do. It's the Eurorack enthusiasts. They're trying to sucker me in. They're trying to draw me into their world with promises of ease of patching and little sockets and 3.5 millimeter cables instead of 1/4 inch and metric because Celsius makes synthesizers better. I don't think they're called synthesizers because it has anything to do with Celsius. I don't think that's what it is. I have synthesizers that run on feet and inches and pounds and Budweisers and Freedom Eagles. I'm getting tempted though, and I just got the notification that the U.S. government wants me to buy some economic stimulus synthesizers. But does the United States government make, you know, synthesizers? No. It's called Eurorack, not America Rack. Eurorack. I should stop saying that word. We're going to attract more Eurorack enthusiasts. But I keep thinking, my God, I got all this money. What would I like to buy?
I would like to buy a hamburger.
And being as that's not really an option right now, I don't think we've got any other excuses to not go to the Simps. So do we need to do some synthesizer jams? I think we do. Wait, do we have LFO for this? Yeah, we got LFO, but it's that funny triangle wave LFO that is kind of sketchy and weird. I don't know, maybe we can bring that in. Maybe I'm going to have to turn off the microphone while I do this. But yeah, I think it's time. To do some symphomosiza. Thank you. Yeah, so that's what we've got going on here in the Synth Zone today. We got some woot woot woots, and we got some real low ones. Oh yeah, we got the foghorn. I'm playing with my toes and my fingers. Yeah, I've got my 303 down by my feet, so I can do this with my toes. And then with my hand, I can play this keyboard over here. Yeah, that's just good music. Is that VLFO still on? Yeah, I'm so happy that I have LFO today because last night I was messing around with some stuff and I noticed that the battery started to die. And the LFO was powered by a strange battery, a battery that I found in the clearance bin of a drugstore. I paid literally pocket change for it, something like 49 or 59 cents. And it's a, you know, it's a rechargeable USB battery that's supposed to be your, you know, cell phone thing. And I couldn't pass it up at that price. It was fully charged. And this was years ago. And I couldn't even find anything to use it for until I, you know, built this little doodad. And then I thought, hey, let's plug that into here. And yeah, it works really good. And I've had that plugged in for how long now? I don't know how many hours. This is supposed to be something like a 3,000 milliamp battery, but amp hour battery. Could I possibly use, there's no possible, anyway, it's lasted for months, and yeah, it started to die last night, and I said, self, let's see if we can recharge that battery. So I plugged it in for about an hour, and it seems to be working just fine. Yeah, this sounds pretty cool with all those jackhammers going off in the background. Let's bring that dope-ass track back. Doop, doop, doo-doop. Doop, doop, doo-doop. Turn on the LFO. Got to admit, that is one smooth ass groove. Some days I'm on, some days I'm on, some days I'm off. It all just sort of depends on whether or not there's pneumatic hammers tearing up the street in front of my house, trying to smash my brains in with their stupid noise, keeping me awake, not letting me do sexy synthesizer stuff on my radio committee, which is a real thing and is real and not totally made up in my head. But there are going to be detractors. There are people who will like to tell you that Dubious Goals Committee is a show that airs every 1930 and days. And yeah, because it's true. Here I am. It's over. You've been listening to Dubious Goals Committee, and I'm out of here. Bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.